Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Consumers want to know what they want to know. We're back on that in just a moment. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is Cowboys Helping Kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E.
Heber Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have seven high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doan's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Heber have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431. Or you can email them at jrpeeper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
We're wrapping up our conversation today with Meredith Stevens of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who works closely with the Dollar a Head Beef Checkoff efforts to get consumers the information they want to know. She says it's important to get the right consumers the right information to allow them to choose beef for their families. Recipes a big part of that, how-to videos a big part of that, but the other information about the beef industry, about how we raise our cattle, for example, also a big important part of what consumers are interested in this day and age. She says not every consumer wants to know all the details, but many of them want to know specific things that they've got questions about. And it's important that we have that information available for them to pick and choose from.
Basically, what we've learned from the data is that consumers want to know everything, but they want to know what they want to know. So we need to have all the information accessible, but allow them to kind of pick and choose for what they're looking for. So beef@whatsfordinner.com is actually going to be going through a consolidation and redesign this next year. And as part of that was really this research that told us they want information about recipes. They want to know the nutritional benefits of beef, and they also want to know questions about how it's raised. And so that new redesign is going to help us take websites like beef@whatsfordinner.com, as well as sites like Facts About Beef, that are providing that kind of myth-busting part of how beef is raised. And we're going to find that right balance and connect those two so they can go to one place for the checkoff content, beef@whatsfordinner.com, but be able to learn A to Z of all things beef, but do it in a way that's interactive and measurable for the checkoff.
So this one website or this one landing spot is something that works well, you think, for a consumer?
That's what the data tells us. What we're trying to do is do everything based on the data. So we want to make sure that what market research tells us, we're able to deliver for the consumer. So since the consumer in that research told us that, yes, they would like one place to go to, and it's not just even consumers. We know our stakeholder groups, like influencers, like registered dietitians, health professionals, medical doctors and fitness professionals, and even bloggers, like parenting and food bloggers, they're trying to also share information out with their readers. So if they can get all that great beef information in one place, then they can have one resource to lead their readers to, guide their customers to, and it makes it a lot easier for everybody involved.
One last question: as far as, you know, where are we going with this over the next several years? In other words, what's kind of out there that you're just starting to think about that you're going to try to be ready for?
Mm-hmm. So from a creative standpoint, we've actually just launched this campaign called Families in Motion. And it basically takes the learnings from the research that tell us that consumers, in order to have one more beef meal, consumers need a solid reason. They need practical nutrition in order to get to that place. So Families in Motion is the creative campaign that will help to deliver that practical nutrition, mm-hmm. as well as that emotional connection that we know consumers have with beef. So Families in Motion is just launched, actually, but we're going to be continuing to roll that out. And then in addition to that, the website consolidation, which we'll be launching this next year, to be able to have that one-stop shop for checkoff beef content, but doing it in a way that we know will resonate the strongest for those audiences.
Meredith Stevens of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association saying the efforts under the Beef Checkoff to bring consumers to one common website sounds simple, but she says it'll take some time to get it done. It'll happen, she says, over approximately the next year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th. 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.